edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We had last week off to Thanksgiving, but back here again tonight, and we got a good show on hand. I'm Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey, also helping out behind the scenes, Jenny James, and also Kramer Sansone. So, again, good show on hand. Matt, we got a lot to talk about. It's a little bit of football and quite a bit of basketball tonight.
Yeah, recapping a great football season for Northwest, a co-MIAA chance reaching the MIAA, or excuse me, reaching the 10-win plateau once again, the second round of the NCAA Division II playoffs, and nearly finding a way to pull that game out against Ferris State. Of course, I was back with basketball, having to listen to you guys and watch it online, but you get to see that firsthand, just scoring with 13 seconds left, getting the onside kick, getting in a situation where, you know, 34-yard line, anything's possible there. So really, a heck of an effort there, but pretty incredible to see how far that team came back in that football game and still had a chance to win in the end.
Oh, no doubt about it. They had an opportunity, but just couldn't quite get it done with that sack there at the end. It would have been nice to see what could have happened with that pass. Of course, it had been a Hail Mary type of pass at that particular time, but you never know at that juncture. So, but again, a great comeback out of the Bearcat football team, and I really think a lot of good things ahead for that squad as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams get in that situation, and it's pretty easy to roll over and die. There's 13 seconds left. The odds of getting an onside kick are so slim. A lot of teams chalk it up and say, good season, they're done. I mean, those guys literally fought until the final second, so a tough way to go, but a heck of a season there. And then, yeah, on the other side, too, for the basketball teams, Northwest Missouri State, men number two in the NABC poll, 7-0. They've been rolling, a 50-point win against Tabor last week, and then coming up against Midland this week, and then also the women's team, a 50-point win as well on Saturday over the University of St. Mary, only giving up 23 points in that basketball game. We knew that Coach Meyer was going to come in and preach defense, but only nine first half points for St. Mary in that basketball game, and the Bearcats really fired on all cylinders. It looked very good.
Yeah, and we'll hear more from Coach Meyer a little bit later on during our program, but one of the things he was talking about earlier this week at the media luncheon, just he was really pleased with the way that team played defense in that game. Just everything clicked defensively and carried over on the offensive side, able to run up some points against St. Mary as well.
Yeah, I think the first time we've seen Northwest this season come out and play a full four quarters of basketball. As you mentioned, got it done on the defensive end, and then came out, and there's a lot of shooters on this basketball team that can step back and hit a lot of threes, and we finally saw everybody get the looks and finally got into that rhythm and started to hit them, and we're hoping that can carry over. But you look at a junior in Erica Schlosser transferring into the program, kind of finding her way. Those first few games go 6-for-6 from the field, 5-for-5 from three-point range, a new career high with 17 points to lead the way. You still see Keilani Mayava taking steps each and every week. Kendi Eaton and Jalen Haggard have played great basketball through these first six games. So a lot of players getting it done. You see progression each game. So really hoping this final game before we get into conference play, you can continue to see that against Nebraska Christian.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're going to talk about, too, is it looks like they're making progress in on the men's side, too, playing very good basketball, gearing up for conference season right around the corner next week. It seems like it comes earlier every year, but it's good to be able to hit on some cylinders going into the conference season and get some wins in December in the conference play as well, because those games count just as much as they do at the end of February.
Yeah, you can't sleep on these games before you reach the new year. It's easy to look January on and say, that's a lot of conference basketball. We need to take care of business. But, you know, mixing that in with Lincoln and Lindenwood coming to Maryville on December 6th and December 8th, those are very big basketball games early on, and those are some good basketball teams early on, too. You look at both of those Lincoln squads. The women's team's 5-0. Lindenwood returns a lot for the women's team. But on the other side, I think that Lincoln men's team that returned all five starters from a year ago could be a force to be reckoned with. So those are some tough early conference games. It's important to come out, I think, and execute. Focus on yourselves this Saturday against a couple non-conference teams with Midland for the men and Nebraska Christian for the women. And really shore up a few things before you get into some big matchups.
One other thing to talk about concerning Bearcat sports, Kareem Achingley. Big weekend for him, competing in the national championships in cross country in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Saturday. And he's going in as really one of the favorites to possibly win that meet nation and become a national champion.
I mean, you look at a guy that's finished second in the Central Region meets there and ran a 10K in 30 minutes, 4 seconds. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I'm pretty sure I'd walk 1K in 30 minutes. But no, I mean, the chance to be just the fourth Northwest Missouri State men's cross country All-American of all time, and really put in some big time numbers this year. And so hopefully he can go in there, run really well. You know, he practices in Maryville. He's been running in the Midwest throughout this fall, so I'd imagine a little bit of cold weather up in Pittsburgh won't bother him too much. So hopefully Kareem can go up there and have a great meet this weekend.
All right, well, sounds good. And we'll be talking basketball and football coming up the rest of this evening. Again, we'll be joined by the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Rich Wright, the women's head coach, Austin Meyer, and a player off of his squad, and Jalen Haggard. We'll also talk men's basketball, Ben McCollum, the head coach of the men's team, and forward off his squad, and Ryan Welty will be joining us tonight as well. So a lot on the agenda for our coaches show. Reminder, the support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body. Screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Back and have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson's here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with sophomore point guard Jalen Haggard. Jalen, appreciate you coming in for the show. Six games into your sophomore year. The last time we talked, it was at MIAA Media Day. Just getting into practice, getting a feel for the new teammates and all the workouts and everything. How's this team grown from that time during the summer, the 5 a.m. workouts, to now where you're actually in games and kind of seeing how everybody's functioning on the floor together?
Definitely grown tremendously, you know, from the summer. And we're just trying to take steps every single day. So every single practice, we're just trying to take lessons from the previous game and apply them to practice so we can get that game-like feel and start growing even more.
What's the transition been like? I assume a new coach and a few new players, it could be a big jump, especially your year one to year two in college. Has it been that much of a learning curve with a guy that's been around Northwest Missouri State throughout his career? And after watching the men's team, you kind of knew what your program was going to be like?
Yeah, it's definitely been different, but in the most positive way possible. He's brought in a lot of knowledge and energy that I think that we needed as a team. So Meyer and Houston and everybody has been able to help our team in a lot of different ways, and I think it's been awesome as a team as a whole.
The fine details, how much of that is stressed on making this team better, just from the way you play defense, to taking care of the basketball, shooting high percentage shots? They're little things, it feels like, in the grand scheme of things, but it can really change the trajectory of a team.
We're trying to put as little pressure on our team as possible because, you know, Meyer stresses that the more relaxed we are, the better we play. So it's definitely important that we're correcting those little things and improving the best that we can. But the little things are definitely what wins games.
a year ago, it seemed like there's a lot of times where it felt like you were going to have to come out and take on a lot of that scoring load along with Tanya Meyer for the team to come out and have a chance to win. There are a lot of weapons on this basketball team. Do you feel less pressure at this point in the season of, you know what, if it's not going down for me, I can distribute?
Yeah, definitely. We have five players on the floor at all times that are able to contribute in different ways. So for me as a point guard, it's a lot easier to play knowing I have four other players that have my back, whether or not my shot's falling or if I make a mistake.
The biggest change for you from year one to year two, I mean, it's still early on, but do you feel like one thing or another is you can feel yourself getting that much better each game?
Yeah, I've just been trying to mature myself as a point guard, limiting turnovers and better shot selections, that type of thing. But I learned a lot last year just being in that role so quick and kind of thrown into the fire of just being the point guard as a freshman. So I definitely feel like I'm trying to grow as much as possible.
Now, we look at a year ago, it took until late January to get win number two. We're in late November. You've already got that one check mark off. It seems like the team's playing a little bit better basketball this year. The camaraderie, what's the locker room like one year to the next?
You know, our locker room even last year, I think, was pretty positive. It's just a matter of clicking really fast. And I think this summer we came in and everybody just had the same mindset of wanting to get better. So every day we come into practice and we want to compete against each other and we push each other and hold each other accountable. And I think that's what's given us success so far, is just being able to come in and make each other better.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State basketball with sophomore point guard Jalen Haggard. The team overall, third in assist to turnover ratio in the MIAA. We're still early in the season, but at the guard position, you guys are making big strides each and every game.
Mm-hmm, definitely. That's, you know, one thing when you have two transfers that have had that experience, just having them on the floor makes turnovers feel a little bit less. Turnovers are going to happen, but obviously we try, and the three of us guards limit that as much as we can. So I feel like we could do better, but we have a lot of room for improvement.
Do you three feed off of each other? It seems like we've seen Kendi go off for some big games, you go off for some big games, and we finally see Erica kind of find the flow of it in that game last Saturday. I mean, the three of you going off together, it feels like it's going to be one or the other every game.
Yeah, the three of us, I feel like, have pretty similar games just in aggressiveness on the offensive and defensive end, but we're different in a lot of ways too. So I think being able to contribute, you know, if one person's not having their best night, we know that, you know, the other two guards are going to be able to pick up the slack.
And I spoke to Coach Meyer about this the first couple weeks as well, but there were a lot of games in the first five where there were a lot of open shots just not going down. Mm-hmm. But you know that the pedigree of these players, they're eventually going to. We finally see it hit on Saturday. Is that just a sign of things to come, that everybody's a little bit more comfortable each game?
Yeah, definitely. We're all in the gym, you know, every single day. So Meyer has told us that he's not real worried about shots because we're going to make those and those are going to come. So just being aggressive, and if you have an open shot, taking it. And you know that if your coach gives you the green light to take a shot, then you feel a little bit more confident taking it the next time.
You know, it seemed like late last season we saw Kehlani Maiava come on and as a bit more of a scorer and get more and more minutes, and now she's kind of carried that over into this year. What are you guys seeing out of her as a real weapon off the bench?
She is a powerhouse. You know, she comes in and she works hard on the floor, and you can see that. And I think a lot of people kind of underestimate her a little bit coming off the bench, but I think when she comes in, she dominates the paint, and she's been great for us. And I know as a guard, I can throw her the ball, and she just goes to work down low.
She quietly goes about her business, but she's got some nasty post moves.
Oh, she definitely does. You see that, and you don't want to get close to her behind her whenever she has those.
We're talking Northwest basketball with Jalen Haggard, Northwest Missouri State 2-4 overall, coming in against Nebraska Christian College on Saturday at 1 o'clock tip-off. One more non-conference game before you guys dive in against Lincoln and Lindenwood the next week. What are you hoping to see out of that basketball game?
I think one area of improvement we've been stressing a lot in practice is just boxing out and being able to dominate the glass. So hopefully this weekend we can see some progress in that area and carry that over into the conference tournament, because, you know, once we get that cleaned up, I think we're going to be pretty successful.
What's a guard's role in that? I mean, you're a lot of times around the three-point arc, a shot goes up. There are some long rebounds that come off, but what is your role in that as far as diving in, crashing the glass, and helping out to neglect some of those offensive rebounds?
Yeah, it can be tricky as a small point guard, but just being aggressive and if you can find somebody on defense, just checking them and slowing them down just in the slightest bit to give your teammates, you know, a better chance of getting a rebound. So it's not necessarily me crashing the glass extremely hard, but it's being able to slow somebody else down so our bigs or somebody else can get an open board.
Is rebounding a mindset, too, of just ball goes up, it's mine?
We're working on it. We've been working on that in practice. So hopefully you're going to see, you know, our team take advantage of those moments.
23 points given up on Saturday, the lowest since 1975. What do you guys take away from that as a team? Just, you know, seeing early on when obviously it's a little bit different team and a lot more size, but, you know, Wayne State putting up 75, 79 the next game against Minnesota Crookston, a game you nearly pulled out, but to only give up 23 in a regular season game has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have been taking pride in our defense more this year, and I think that each and every game we're improving in a lot of ways, and our defense has been, you know, fairly solid from my point of view. So just being able to carry that over and everyone being in the gaps and being aggressive on defense, that's what's made our defense so strong.
And you said before we went on that you guys would only give up 15 on Saturday, is that right?
That's the goal, yep, for sure.
I had to say that was crazy going into halftime on Saturday and looking up and be like, man, they only gave up 9 points in the first half.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if they can build off that coming up this week. Jalen, appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Jalen Haggard, Northwest Missouri State sophomore point guard, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coach Show. Northwest taking on Nebraska Christian College coming up this Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, here from Carson Sports Grill.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late-model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. We're at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson's, the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball with the head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer. Austin, appreciate you coming in. Talking about it off the air, but you get a week off, week with no games, I shouldn't say week off, and then you get hit with the biggest snowstorm we've had in probably about 4 or 5 years, so no more weeks off, right?
Yeah, we took Monday off, we were going to go recruiting, but then all the games got canceled, so it didn't really work out how we wanted it to. But.
Yeah,
it
kind of throws a wrench in the plans there. Overall, what do you take away from this week? Is it getting in and working on just particular little things like rebounding, or do you game plan much for Nebraska Christian? What's the week been like?
Yeah, it's been more about us. You know, we've obviously, like Jalen said, it's been a rebounding still been an emphasis, and we're doing a lot of it, but cleaning up what we're going to do offensively set-wise and just trying to get better at all the little things. You know, we started from day one to try to keep it simple and not overcomplicate things, so just get better at what we do, and we'll go over more of what they do tomorrow in practice and then in our shoot around on Saturday.
We've seen one home game, we've seen one true road game, and then we have I believe 3-4 other neutral site games mixed in, but from what you've seen out of your basketball team now coming home for 5 straight to be played at Bearcat Arena, what have you seen early?
Yeah, you know, I think defensively, I thought we've had some games that we've been pretty good. Obviously we talked about the rebounding part of it that we need to improve on, and then from an execution standpoint offensively, we've definitely done some good things. We did some good things in the Maryville game in St. Louis, Crookston as well, and then Jewel, you know, we we struggled offensively to start that game. We went 5 minutes, I think, to start the game without a field goal. And then, you know, I think it was 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. So we kind of weathered the storm there. But just trying to clean that up. And, you know, we talked about the shot-making part of it. We didn't shoot it great against Jewel. I think we were 4 of 20 from threes. And we feel pretty good about the shooting that we have on the floor. And we got pretty good shots. So I don't anticipate us having a ton of off nights. But it's one of those things that can't affect our defense and rebounding if we have those off nights.
Well, and talking about the rebounding, if you look at it, the three games this year where you have 30-plus rebounds in a game, you're 2-1, and the other one is that Crookston game that you nearly pull out. So the numbers are there that when you're on the glass, it's working out. It's just consistently finding a way to get in there and pull down those boards.
Yeah, we went back and we watched film on Tuesday from the games over the weekend, and we thought we didn't do a very good job against Jewel. We did a little bit better job against St. Mary's, but they also didn't have 3 6-footers on the floor. So it was one of those things that we still got it. We still got to work at it because we know teams in our league, you know, there's going to be teams that go 6'3", 6'4". We're going to see a 6'3 kid on Saturday as well. So we're going to be outmatched from a size standpoint, but, you know, that can be an advantage to us on the other end as well, as long as we're rebounding defensively.
Last year, turnovers were a struggle. Of course, it was, you know, younger guards now having Erica and Kendi also playing back there with Jalen Helps, too. But third in the MIAA in turnovers, it really cut down on that in maximizing those possessions.
Yeah, I think Jalen's done a great job of that. You know, I think she played, 30 minutes without a turnover. I'm drawing a blank on what game it was. She did very well in the Maryville game as well. She's there's sometimes we want her to be aggressive because we need her to make plays, but she's done a great job taking care of it. There's sometimes where we tell her, be a little more aggressive. Don't be too passive. But, her and Kendi, I think, are continuing to learn, how to make each other better. Both of them were in situations where they, had to make, pretty much all the plays in previous years where they can kind of feed off each other, and then Erica as well. So just continuing to grow and figure out how to play with each other, and then, learning our offense, which is obviously new to them as well.
Well, it was a lot of fun watching Kendi the first couple games where she absolutely went off. Then she kind of comes back, has a bit of a quieter night against St. Mary, but you still put up 73 points. Everybody's shooting lights out for the most part the rest of the way. So there's a lot of different weapons, and it was fun to see Erica step up and really what she could do. And, 6 shot attempts, knocked them all down.
Yeah, and she's done a great job, too, just kind of letting things come to her as well. She didn't get a ton of shots early on, and so it was good that she got some looks. And, a lot of that was Jalen. I think Jalen had 7 or 8 assists in that game. And we're just trying to stress, get paint, drive and kick, and look to make each other better. So, yeah, it was nice to see her hit some shots. She does a great job of getting in the gym and working on it. And Kendi and Jay and Mallory McAnders are always in there. They were in there on Blizzard Day, whatever that was, Monday, when nobody else could get there. They were there in the gym shooting. So they've done a great job.
The confidence coming around, too. You mentioned Mallory McAndrews finally hit some shots, and she looked like she really got in the flow of it. Zoe Hayward still fighting and getting more and more minutes, it seems like, and she knocked down a couple shots as well. So confidence for this team really feels key, especially going in. We're about a week out from a conference play starting up.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, obviously making some last game helps, but, our biggest thing is we want to get what's the best possible shot we can get as a team. It doesn't matter who shoots it. Well, I mean, it matters who shoots it to a certain extent. We want our shooters to shoot and our drivers driving. Things like that, but we want to get great shots every possession, and so if we miss a great shot, it's not that big a deal. It's not about the result, it's about the process. Every possession, what's the best we can get, and like I said before, we feel pretty good if we get a driving kick three to one of our shooters, that there is a pretty good chance it's going in. And Kaylani's done a great job in the post. We don't have a lot of post scoring at this point. Maria's more of a mid-range. Mia Stillman continues to improve in her post-up game, but Kaylani's done a great job of really focus on getting in shape, and she continues to get better, and we're really excited about her progress and just her ability to score down there and defend and hopefully just keep growing as a player.
We're talking with Northwest Missouri State women's head basketball coach Austin Myler. Bearcats taking on Nebraska Christian College coming up this Saturday, and that's one we kind of mentioned early on. Just focus on yourselves, focus on your team, not really scouting Nebraska Christian too much.
Yeah, no, we'll to our team, it'll be about us, but we'll still spend a lot of time scouting. We spent quite a bit of time, you know, after the Jewel game on Saturday night, you know, staying up till, you know, 4 a.m. watching St. Mary's and making sure that we were ready to go and knew what they were going to do. And I thought we did a good job from a player standpoint of executing the scouting report. You know, whether we say a kid goes all right or, you know, they're going to refuse ball screens, whatever it may be, I thought we did a good job of focusing in, and we try to give them that information and be prepared, but not overload them with too much where they're not able to just go out and play with clear minds.
Joke with Jalen a little bit about only allowing 15 this upcoming game, but really giving up 23, and it doesn't matter who you're playing, I mean, that's pretty impressive. I think they only shot, 28, 29% from the field. Maybe that was a heck of an effort for your team.
Yeah, that's the first thing we said in the locker room. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. That's, you hold a team to 16% shooting for the game and 23 points. I think they had 9 at the half, and, you know, they had scored, I want to say, 55 or so the night before against Western. So, you know, we were really proud of the effort defensively and just guarding the ball and not giving them easy buckets, because to hold a team to 23 points, you probably didn't give them a lot of layups, and we really didn't.
Is that something that you and Adai and Michaela kind of go back and say, we've been preaching all offseason, we're kind of starting to see things click for this team?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on it. I mean, it's similar to what we do, you know, what we did on the men's side, is if you can defend at a high level, and you're going to have that every game. Defense travels, you know, you have nights where you don't shoot it well. So we kind of hang our hat on that, and I think the amount of time we put into it the preseason, I think it shows them that it's, you know, it's something that we're stressing and we want to be really good at, and I think it can be a big part of our program moving forward, and we just want to keep getting better every day.
Final tune-up before diving into conference play coming up this Saturday. Austin, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach, joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Bearcats taking on Nebraska Christian College Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll take a break. When we come back, John Coffey will be talking Northwest Missouri State men's basketball here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, another good week for your team, a couple wins in the past week, and so far so good for you.
So far so good, yeah. I thought our kids competed, especially in the Tabor game. I know they weren't a great team, you know, Division II-wise, but I thought we competed. I thought we got back in defense transition, and then I thought we stayed compact defensively. Illinois Springfield, I thought we hit a lot of shots. I thought we just, you know, we made more shots than them, and that's the game of basketball, I guess. But I didn't think we defended overly well. I didn't think we got back in transition. Just didn't play a great game. Part of that had to do with the 9:45 start or whatever it was.
And it seemed like it was about midnight, but
I mean, that's way past my bedtime. I mean, I was half asleep during the game, and so, you know, my guys probably were too. But, no, we're fortunate enough to win and you know, had a good start, and we're learning with wins. You know, I think with this group, it's you know, it's youth and it's inexperience. And when you have that coupled with the fact that we only have 11 guys, it makes it, you know, difficult at practice because everybody has to be ready every single day. But you're asking – inexperienced youth to be ready every single day and to be at their best. And so we're a work in progress. We've got a long ways to go, but again, it's better to win. It's better to learn with wins than losses.
Let's go back to the late start there at Municipal Auditorium. I know being second in the MIAA doubleheaders, you're accustomed to this a little bit with some games in front of you that go a little bit long. But does when it's that far backed up, does that change a little bit as far as your routine getting ready for a game when you're scoring a lot later than what you initially had anticipated?
Yeah, and there's no real recipe to fix that. You know, it's just, hey, you got to be tough enough to get yourself to a high level, because we checked out at the hotel at 5 and got to the, I guess it would have been the second game of the day at that point. And we sat in the gym from 5 to about 8:45 till we had a chance to warm up, or 9-ish. And so, yeah, it makes for a pretty long day. And the Chiefs were playing on top of it, so our kids were half distracted anyway. And but you know, our kids, credit them, they did play hard. I mean, we played hard, and I felt like we were fairly ready to go. You know, I didn't know that we concentrated a ton, but yeah, that's a tough scenario, you know, 5 hours of sitting around and then playing so late in the evening and playing against a team that you don't totally know. So our kids did get as ready as they possibly could.
Jory Wittes got off to a little bit of a slow start in that one, but he picked up and made up more than made up for it as that game went along. He was just red hot there as the game went along, especially in the second half.
He was. Ironically, I took him out in the first half because I thought he was playing terrible. So, I took him out, and I don't know if it refocused him or what, because he was pressing a little bit to start. Just trying too hard, and whenever he tries too hard, I think he gets himself into trouble. And then that second half, yeah, he was on fire and played great. He's played great the whole year. He's done a good job of being a senior and leading these kids, and then, you know, taking the brunt of it when we need a big bucket, he'll go get it for you. When we need a big stop or a big rebound, he'll go do it for you, and that's what seniors do.
Hey, you talked a bit about Tabor as well, and of course you've got another NAA opponent coming up on Saturday in Midland, a similar type of situation there. What's the most important things that come out of these games? I know earlier this week you were talking about just getting some of the guys that perhaps don't get a lot of minutes in a game, some meaningful minutes out on the floor in national competition, that's really one of the important things right now for you.
I think that, coupled with the fact that we do have a couple injuries right now, and so had we tried to get a Division II tournament over Thanksgiving, and we just couldn't get into one, and so we ended up scheduling in the eye, and then we scheduled obviously another one this week to kind of get ourselves into rhythm for conference, and we had two kind of minor injuries that we're able to heal now so they can get ready for conference. The other reason you play these NEIs, like we talked about, is to develop that depth so I can develop some trust in some of the other guys so that when we get into a game, you know, there'll be games where our ninth guy is going to win it for us, where he's going to make a big play, he's going to come in, bring some energy or whatever it may be, or we have an injury. And so you need to build some trust with that player, and that player needs to understand that I do trust him. And these games are perfect for that, just because the talent differential is fairly drastic. And so if we play well and the other teams play well, we should still win handily. Obviously, they can beat us if we don't play well, but you're able to play some of those kids that don't play as much.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, from the standpoint they're a very important part of this team all week long in practice, and a chance to just for them to get out and get some actual minutes from that standpoint as well has to be good for them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's a big part. This year we got 11 guys, so it's a lot of big parts to this team, but no, they do, you know, and they prepare us, and some of them are our hardest workers that don't play a ton, and they deserve an opportunity, and this is their chance. And sometimes they make the most of it, and sometimes they make the most of it, and then all of a sudden now they're in the lineup the rest of the season. And so I don't discredit these games and just, you know, chalk it up to hopefully we can win by, you know, 20 and get out of here. We really want to get something out of them, and we really want those kids to earn some trust and to earn their playing time.
Well, then after you get past Midland on Saturday, you look ahead, and it's time to lace them up for the MIAA season.
Yeah, Lincoln and Lindenwood. So tough start, but I don't think there's an easy start in our league. So we'll be ready. I haven't watched them a ton. I've watched Watched a little bit of Lindenwood last night, and then Lincoln we watched down at Municipal to kind of get an idea. So we'll get ourselves ready.
And I know the way the schedule's shaking out this year, a lot of your road games have been nearby, either in St. Joe or down in Kansas City, but it's going to be nice to get a few games right in a row here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, I think so, especially with a young team. We schedule – I'm a big neutral floor guy, especially early in the season. Just those true road games are very difficult. And so we like to do the neutral floor, and you know, I thought we performed well. And then obviously these home games, I don't even like home games necessarily before Christmas, you know, because just it's still – everybody's still in football mode, so you don't get quite the same crowds. And so after Christmas is when we really get our crowds for home games.
Again, at this point in the season, 7-0, nationally ranked number 2 in the nation. What right now are some of the things that you like best about this team? And then conversely, what are some of the things you think of this team needs to do to make some improvements as you get ready for the conference season?
Well, the things I like, we're extremely difficult to defend. We stretch the floor. So our first scrimmage, we played more of a true 5, and then we switched. And what we do is we play essentially is what they call positionless basketball. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 can all shoot, can all dribble, can all drive. And so it makes it very, very difficult to defend. Gives us a lot of space on the floor, and it's something you don't traditionally see. And so teams have a tough time matching up to that because we're going to find your weak defender, and now we're going to put him in a ball screen situation. So he has to defend Trevor and whoever sets the ball screen, and it makes it really difficult for those teams to defend. Who are you going to help off of? Where are you going to help from? And then it's difficult to rebound because you're in rotation a lot. That's the big thing with this group. What do we need to work on? Our urgency. We've worked on it the last few days in practice. I think when you win and you're inexperienced, I think you have a difficult time understanding that you can get beat. And you can get beat by Midland, you can get beat by Lincoln, and you can beat by Lindenwood, and on through. You have to find things that you have to get better at and not necessarily look at those wins, look at it as a process of getting better. And so if our kids are mature enough to understand that, then we should be okay and continue to grow and get better.
One of the things that strikes me with this group so far this year is just how hard they've been going to the boards and boxing out and doing some of the little things out there to get some rebounds.
Well, I think boxing out and then offensive glass, I mean, what do we have, 16 or 17 against Northern State? A lot of that is, you know, when we go into this season, externally, although, you know, we're picked nationally in a poll, but just even around, you know, around the community and everybody believes in us and whatever and around the region probably assumed that this group was going to take a giant step back. And so our kids naturally have a chip on their shoulder. And so you see that hunger come out when they get after offense. Like, we want to prove something. We want to prove that, hey, we can do this and we can win. And even that first game, you could even sense it from some of our guys, for that matter. It was like, man, okay, so maybe we might win. You know, maybe if we just keep going to the offensive glass, even though we're not making shots, we might win. And it was like they had to believe it. They had to see it to believe it. And I was like, guys, like, yeah, we can win. And you can win any game. And you can be good. And you can be great. And, you know, it was almost like our kids had to see that. But you see those offensive boards. You see those defensive boards. The reason teams, I think it was Pete Carroll that said, if you want to recruit a good rebounder, recruit a poor kid, you know, because they're hungry, you know, and so they go after things. And that's what our team is this year. They're hungry. They're hungry to prove people wrong. And you see that show up in loose balls, 50-50 balls, those types of things.
And doing some things that might not necessarily show up in the box score by just tipping the ball, keeping the ball alive on the boards, or diving after the loose balls on the floor, and things like that really make a difference in a game.
Yeah, absolutely. 50-50 balls, we call them, and we want to win that 50-50 battle. We say increase possessions. So if you increase your possessions, it's a real simple concept that everybody preaches, but we work on constantly. If I increase my possessions, either making sure that they don't get offensive rebounds, getting offensive rebounds myself, making sure that we don't turn the basketball over, if I can increase my possessions and have 10 more, now I can shoot a lower percentage. It sounds simple, But it's so obvious, and most teams don't do that, and they don't focus their whole practice on increasing possessions, 50-50 balls, transition defense, just the basic things. And those are the things that win basketball games. Our kids have bought into it, and hopefully they continue to do that.
We got Ryan Wilty coming up next, and we'll be talking with him. But when you look at Ryan, what are some of the things that you've seen out of him that perhaps he's made some strides in going into this season?
Well, obviously he's a phenomenal shooter. I think he's the best in the country probably shooting-wise. You know, I think he's improved his bench press a little bit, but it doesn't look like it. He's not even listening to me, so I was hoping he was listening to me. But, no, defensively, you can rely on him. I think that's – people don't understand how good a defender he is because he understands where he's supposed to be defensively. He understands if he's guarding a shooter or a driver. And then, obviously, his ability to shoot. We're still working on his ability to drive and post up and those types of things. And then offensive rebounding this year. What did he have, 4 rebounds in the Illinois Springfield? I think he might have had 4 O-boards in that deal. Yeah, he's been getting after some O-boards, which is pretty impressive. So, you know, he's a deceptive athlete. He's a lot more athletic than he looks. And, you know, he's always done a phenomenal job. Sometimes he'll play 40 minutes a game and he'll shoot one shot. And he might be our MVP because of the space that he creates for everybody else. That's not an easy job to go out to. If he gets on our gun and he shoots threes, he'll shoot 90%+ from three. Okay, I can't even shoot layups at that clip. Okay? And then he'll go into game and play 40 minutes. Well, they're going to stay home on him for the most part. Well, what that allows for is space. So now we're playing 4-on-4 because they're just completely taking him out of the game. That requires a great deal of unselfishness to just stand there and space the floor. It's like, coach, I'm a 90% shooter, and I'm on the gun every single day, but I'm only going to get one shot. And he has to accept that, and he does, and he loves it, and he continues to defend, and that's why he's a winner, and that's why we win games, because we have kids like him in our program.
And I think he got on everybody's radar early in his career that freshman year when he went on that big run of knocking down some threes to where that kind of woke up, I think, a lot of coaches around the conference to what he can do offensively.
Yeah, and I think that, and coupled with the fact that the Royals game, when he was it national TV? Did you see that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I had the shirt unbuttoned. You'll have to ask him about that. Had the shirt unbuttoned. He was a distraction to the other opponent. But you know, when you're built like him, and you've got your shirt unbuttoned behind home plate, it's going to cause a lot of distractions. So, freshman year, I think he was he 68% or something like that from three, which it's just like, oh, that's going in, and so no, he works at it though. It's not like he's just a good shooter. It's a lot of work to be a good shooter. He puts in a lot of time. Doesn't just naturally happen.
All right, Ben, thanks for being with us here on the show, and we'll talk to you before the game coming up Saturday.
Thanks a lot, John.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back. Continue to talk basketball as Ryan Wilty will be joining us. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue to talk basketball, as we're joined now by Ryan Welty from the Bearcat basketball team. And Ryan, good to have you with us on the show here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And let's just kind of talk about this year for you so far. You got a team off to a very good start, undefeated at this particular point. And when you look at this year's squad, what's some of the things that really stand out to you as what's really been the basis for the success you've had so far?
I mean, defensively, we're still really good. Obviously, we lost a lot of players last year, but we buckle down on defense. We get stops, so we've been doing really well on that part. And young guys have really stepped up, and the guys who didn't play too much last year have really stepped in nicely and done a really good job for us. So it's been good so far.
When you look at your role, obviously, you've played a lot of your freshman and sophomore years, and they've got a lot of good experience there. But kind of coming in as a junior now, a little bit of a different role and maybe more of a leadership role for you.
Yeah, so definitely I got to be more vocal, obviously. Like I said, we have a lot more younger guys this year, so just helping them out and telling them, you know, some tips and stuff like that, helping them out. So that's been my main role.
What's some of the biggest things you've been telling them right now?
Just like anything helpful, you know, defensively, hey, you need to be here, you know, just stuff like that, encouraging them. That's the main part, yeah.
And as far as personally, again, it looks like still from the outside, you still have that shot rolling, but doing a lot of things on the boards and really making a name for yourself, going and grabbing some tough boards, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, so going into this year, like I said, we lost four guys, and we lost Brett and Chris, and they were really good rebounders, and so I knew I was going to have to step up in that department. And so I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job, and obviously Hawk, he's been rebounding the ball really well. So, yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job for the most part.
Now, Coach, talking a little bit earlier about making a little bit of national fame by sitting behind home plate at the Royals game.
And yeah.
Just kind of talk about that experience and how that just kind of ballooned out there with the notoriety you got out of that.
Yeah, so there was just my friends and I went to a game, whatever it was, 2 years ago. And so I decided to go into the game. They went home. We just tailgated with them. So I went in. I got a pretty good ticket for a decent price. So my brother and parents were actually texting me, hey, like, you got to do something funny. So I didn't want to be too outrageous, so I just decided to unbutton the shirt. And I guess Rex Hudler and Ryan Lefevre, they got a kick out of it. So it's kind of, I guess it's kind of cool experience. We got the Royals got the win that night, so that was good too.
Yeah. All right. As you look ahead now with the season, the way it's stacking up, Midland on Saturday, and then you look ahead, you've got some big ones coming up with their MIAA schedule starting. And overall, just kind of talk about getting into the conference season and how much you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. The season's been going by, like I told you earlier, pretty fast. So. Yeah, conference is right around the corner, and the conference is really good. MIAA, there's some really good teams. So right now we're focused on Midland, but Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, we'll be focused on our next opponents, and just we want to get off to a good start in conference, obviously, like everyone else does too.
Now,
so
how nice will it be that the fact that you got a few games in a row coming up at Bearcat Arena now?
Yeah, it's awesome to play at home. It's awesome playing in front of our fans. So it's, I think all our games in December at home. So that's definitely an advantage for us, being able to, you know, see our parents and friends there. So it's definitely cool.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us on the show tonight. And I know we'll be talking to you throughout the year, and have you back on here before too long.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Ryan Welty with us from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. When we come back, we'll talk football as Rich Wright, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, is with us. We'll talk to Rich right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, as always, good to have you with us on the show here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tough way for that season to end up there, but down two scores late to find a way to come back and have a chance there in the end. That was looked like it said a lot about the team to keep fighting and have a chance 5 seconds left.
You know, it was indicative of our kids. You know, never gave up all year. Always were trying to find a way. We're very resilient. You know, believed in what we were trying to teach, and you know, they stayed the course. It was a pretty uncanny event that came about. You know, LaTroy catches the big ball, we score, we line up to kick the onside kick, and Coach Boswick up in the box said they're over shifting. He goes, what if we came back and middle dribbled it? And I said, at this point, go for it. And you know, Parker executed it. We ended up with the ball. We had a chance, and just didn't happen.
So, yeah, Forest State did you a little bit of a favor. They're calling that timeout on that onside kick there, too, the way it's everything set up there.
Yeah, you know, honestly, the real onside kick isn't Parker's strong suit. And the second we saw how that was kicked and they were shifting around, I was like, well, you know, I like what you're thinking, Coach Boswick. Maybe we need to try something else, and it worked.
Just talk a little bit, too, about the start of the game. In the press box, we caught wind about an hour before we went on that J. Rue Campbell, the starting quarterback, was not going to be playing, or it was a game-time decision due to an injury, I guess, late in the game against in their game earlier. So how soon did you guys find out about that, and what kind of a factor at all did that have in the game for you?
Well, about 45 minutes before kickoff, I was standing out there with Coach Anisi, and he mentioned that he goes, well, you're going to be really happy. And I said, well, what's that? And he goes, well, you're not going to play against our starting quarterback. He goes, the good news for me is I've been working on that all week. And I was like, thanks. So I had a pretty good idea that we weren't going to get what we had seen on film. And they showed a lot of different looks. They played with three different quarterbacks. They did some stuff that we hadn't seen early. Always feel like we're a good team, that if we can prepare for you and have a beat on you, that we're pretty good at defending you. And early, they really had us on our heels. The first pass was just, you know, our corner fell asleep. There's no reason for it. It was a fly sweep going away the other side. There was nothing for him to defend. He just flat out had a mental error. But some of the rest of the stuff really had us reeling early. Felt like we made some good adjustments at halftime. But credit to them, they kept it quiet all week. They used three different quarterbacks and found a way to, you know, exploit a little bit of what we were doing.
Is that similar to what we saw against that Fort Hays State game, too, to where you're game planning for one guy, they throw something else at you, and it's kind of, you make the adjustments, and it works there in that second half, but they kind of hit you early on.
You know, it's the thing that causes us pause is usually against better teams that you play. You kind of know what you're going to expect because they're a good team for a reason. They're confident in what they do. They know what they want. They're going to execute it. Sometimes when you play against a lesser team, you know, those are some of the things that can happen, but not usually in a playoff game, not usually in a game of that magnitude, and you know, to their credit, caught us off guard.
You know, looking at Campbell during the week on that film, he's got a strong arm, but sometimes it seemed like he wasn't quite as accurate as the number two guy that came in there. It looked like he was putting the passes on the mark a lot more than what Campbell would have.
You're very observant about that too, huh? You know, we were all set to load the box and play against the run, and felt like if we could, you know, create one-on-one. Our entire game plan was to match up and play man because we didn't feel like he could beat us throwing it. The number two quarterback comes in, and he's slinging dimes. And so, you know, it again, to their credit, nice job.
You put in that situation, but you get a score late in that first half. You come back, Jack Richards with a pick six, and you start to claw back. And, again, a guy that's kind of stepped up and made plays throughout the whole year for you there.
Yeah, you know, we never really believed we were out of it. You know, our offense did a nice job. We were down. We were behind. They do a nice job right before half going down and scoring. It's 20-7. We talked in the locker room. We just said, guys, we couldn't have played a worse first half than what we just did. You know, we've dug ourselves a hole. Now we got to dig our way out. And, you know, there's been so many Northwest teams that I've been a part of that have found a way to do that. You know, I brought up the Texas A&M Kingsville game from years past. We were down there and getting beat and figured out a way. I pulled up the Midwestern State game where we were down big at half and found a way to win. And I truly believed that we would. And, you know, offense went out, went three and out. Defense went out and gets the pick six, and I'm like, okay, here we go. And we could just never quite get things turned to the point where we could get it going in our favor.
Yeah, and to a certain degree, it just kind of seemed like you ran out of time in that game. Obviously, with the end of the ballgame, but just seemed from a momentum standpoint and everything else, things were really pointing Northwest way, but just didn't quite have enough time on the clock to get it done.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we'd lived and died with our defense all year. And, you know, when they scored a couple scores early, I think that not only had an effect on our defensive kids, but psychologically maybe a little bit on our offensive kids. And I felt like they pressed, you know, feeling like, okay, we got to score a lot of points. And that wasn't going to be who we were. And, you know, just in sticking with plan and moving forward, you know, we just got to learn from the mistakes.
For a young quarterback to be thrown in that situation, what do you take away from that for him, especially a two-minute drill to where he goes down, scores a touchdown, and then puts you back in position there after that onside kick too?
You know, he's going to be a great player moving forward. And, you know, I was at Pizza Ranch on Tuesday talking about, you know, kind of the recap. And, you know, my big piece from it was, boy, it's not going to be nice not to have to start a new quarterback for the third year in a row. And so to have some continuity there. And we had a lot of young kids playing in that game. And for them to gain experience and learn what playoff football is all about, and to draw from the leadership of our seniors. And I'm going to take a second to compliment those guys, because what those guys have set for us is going to be very special. You know, they really showed our kids the way. They knew that they were going to have to rely on a lot of underclassmen to be successful. And man, they really did a great job of leading this football team and, you know, helping Braden along and helping the rest of our young players, you know, learn what we're all about, and then, you know, how to go close and try and finish.
Yeah, I know you never like to see the season end on a loss, but when you look at the season overall, just a very successful season for the Bearcats, and a lot of good things came out of this year for you.
You know, I really do, and sometimes, you know, our senior class is so accustomed to winning and been a part of so many successful teams, and I think, you know, for a young kid, it's you try and measure yourself on how many national championships, or did you finish your senior season with a national championship? And that can't ever be the goal. You know, really the thing that I look for with our kids is, do you leave our program a better place than you found it? And I definitely think those guys did. They were a big part of helping us win two national championships here in Northwest Missouri State, but they were also vital in helping change the guard. And if you had looked, and John, you were there this spring, if you had looked at where we were this spring and where we had gone as a football team, I mean, it's hard for me as a head football coach to be anything but proud of what those guys accomplished. Winning a share of the MIAA championship, going to the second round of the national playoffs. We played four of our last five games of the season on the road. We had gone up to Grand Valley, Michigan, and won on the road. Early, we looked like we ran out of gas a little bit, and by the time we got our tanks back full, it was too late.
But you look at some of those guys that'll be moving on, a Ben Altoff or a Sean Bain and so on. A lot of guys that left their marks, but, man, they took a lot of those guys under their wings, and you kind of look at their backups and the guys stepping in now and like, wow, there's some good young players that learned from some of the best at Northwest.
Yeah, you know, the fun part for me is I sat through, and I told you guys before we got on the show, I've gone through 86 player interviews in the last 2 days, and I'm going to finish up. I got to get to 103, and I'm bad at math, so I can't think of what that is right now. But I've got the remainder tomorrow, and you know, the cool thing is to listen to our freshman players and our young players say that this year was so different than any other year that they experienced, and how that group of guys had brought them and taught them the way. Whether it was the self-player grading that we did during two-a-days, or it was talking to them about the double reps when they were watching, you know, when they were watching our young guys, or just any of the other host of things that our seniors did to actively engage with those younger players in our program, are really going to set things up for us moving forward. And when we had the end-of-the-year meeting yesterday with that group, I couldn't thank them enough for what they gave to our football program in this next chapter.
I know one thing, we're around the team a lot during the season, but in particular the last two weekends with traveling on the team bus with you and on the flight out to Michigan two weekends in a row, is just what impresses me is just the way that this team carries itself on the road. It was just a pleasure to be around these guys the past two weekends in particular.
I sure appreciate it. They're great kids, and you know they represent this university and this community well, and they, you know, they give back and they try and be a part of the community. They really believe in it. You know, that once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat is more than just what happens on campus. It's what happens in the community. And I think that's what makes this place so special is that, you know, the university has an affinity and football's important, but man, it's darn important to this community and all the support that the fans and the people of Maryville and the surrounding area show us is just unbelievable. They open up their hearts and they open up their homes to our players, and you know the experience our kids get here is one that they never forget.
You know, it seems like I think a lot of people hear it as a recruiting tool of, you know, Northwest Missouri State, it's like home. They take you in, family, all this. But when you see the homecoming games, you see these guys come back each and every week and how much they really love Northwest and miss being around Maryville, it's kind of crazy, especially the big city guys that come back to a small farm town and how much they love it. It really kind of opens up your eyes of what Northwest is.
You know, Matt, that's an interesting point. So Giovanni Guido is a freshman quarterback for us that I met with today, and hopefully he doesn't mind me sharing this story, but we're in our one-on-one interview, and he said, you know, Coach, I went to so many places, and I heard that it's family. And I heard this from probably six or seven of our freshmen over the last 2 days. He goes, Coach, it is family here. I went home to Omaha at Millard West, and I went and talked to my head football coach, Kirk Peterson, and I said, those things that they told me on my recruiting trip are real. And everything they said about Northwest and the place and the community, it's real. And you got to make sure that you tell everybody that's back at Millard West if they're looking for a home and they're looking for a family, that Northwest Missouri State football is a great place to be. And gosh, if I get a plug like that back in high schools everywhere, we're doing really well.
And now as you wrap up your meetings with the players, what's the next step now as you want to gear up for spring ball down the line? Of course, you'll be out hitting the recruiting trail pretty hard here in the next few weeks. Obviously, you've probably been doing a lot of that already too, but just kind of talk about the process and things that you get ready for spring ball coming up.
You know, the thing we did, the first thing is we spent 4 hours in the morning on Monday and Tuesday going over schematically things that we felt like were good and things that we felt like weren't. In the afternoons, we spent 4 hours each afternoon on Monday going over our offensive personnel, on Tuesday going over our defensive personnel. In that, we included Liz, our trainer, and Joe Q, our strength and conditioning coach, and I just listened, added in my own thoughts, and then over the last 2 days, I've gone through and kind of talked about where we need to go and what these kids need to do to help us get to the next step. What that had also enabled me to do is kind of earmark where we want to go with recruiting. Specifically, you know, the couple of four or five guys that we probably got a target that are going to help us get to the next level. And that's kind of, you know, been our focus for this week. Next week, our guys are going to go out on the road to the high schools and start to hit those a little bit. We actually have a visit next weekend for some of our top kids that we've already offered. We actually have two visits next weekend that we'll have our top-level guys in that we'd already offered. And then we'll go back out on the road again for a week and come back in for a week and finalize our board and then get to January and really get plug-in. So, you know, we got a lot of vital pieces we got to put back into place, but feel like we have good time and some decent momentum to go with. The new Hughes indoor facility is going to be a great thing to recruit to, and just excited about you know, how we finish the season and the resiliency of this program. And, you know, the best salesmen of Northwest Missouri State are its players. And the chemistry that we created within this team this last 365 days, I think is going to sell itself.
Is a lot of this on the road day trips, or is it you're hitting the road and you're gone for that week, then coming back around?
It depends on where you're recruiting, Matt. You know, I'll have guys that'll go out for the week and they'll come home on Saturday and Sunday to see their family, and then they're back out again. I'm a little more fortunate now, you know, being the head coach, my territory is more local, so I'm down in Kansas City and then back in the evening. The only time I'm going to be staying overnight is when I'm down in southern Missouri. But, you know, I've got, like, you know, Coach Boswick and Coach Cunningham are up in Wisconsin. Coach Clayton's out in St. Louis and then over and into Illinois. Coach Flores over in Illinois. Coach Osborne hits parts of Indiana and parts of Ohio, so it just kind of depends. We're all over the place.
It's crazy to see how far that's expanded to. I mean, it's always been Midwest, but now it's, I mean, it's reaching out so much further and further out east and then into Florida, and it's really grown over the years, too.
Yeah, you know, and what we've done is almost kind of circled the wagons back. You know, we still dabble a little bit in Florida. We're looking for more of a big city but with a Midwest feel. And places like, you know, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, those aren't out of the realm. Those are 10-hour trips. It's 8 hours for us to, you know, Chicago. So it's not out of the realm of where we want to be. Getting ready to think about dabbling in Tennessee, maybe a little bit towards Memphis. We've tried to hit down in the southern area of Missouri. And we're just looking for a type of kid. We're looking for Midwest roots and Midwest values and Midwest work ethic and feel like that fits who we are.
As far as you talked about the Hughes Fieldhouse and as a recruiting tool, but as far as the offseason goes, what are some of the things that Fieldhouse can do for you with the current group as far as working out and different things?
It's going to be huge because it allows our skill guys to get in there and work timing and work relationships, really. You know, Braden's had 1 year under his belt with the receivers in this program, and now he's going to spend a whole offseason just working on the nuances, understanding how they run routes, understanding, you know, that little look that tells them I'm going deep or, you know, throw me the back shoulder. And so just developing and forging those relationships. In addition, Joe Quinlan's going to use the heck out of it. He's going to enable our guys to do more football-specific stuff. You know, and when it's really miserable, being able to go inside and not have to worry about injuries. And so all those things are going to be huge as far as a young team, again, our development. We'll have 7-on-7. We'll be able to do a lot of that stuff. So we're excited moving forward.
So exciting for Joe to have during the snow, but the players are going to say, we can't get out of it today.
We will have Winter Wonderland. There's no doubt about that. I can show you some more pictures with guys with their shirts off in 6 inches of snow. So,
yeah. Well, Rich, again, I want to thank you for everything you've done to help us out throughout the year. I know we demand a lot of your time for interviews and things, and with the players and all of your coaches and everything, they just do a fantastic job helping us do our job.
Guys, I want to thank you and the quality of broadcast that you bring to Maryville and to Northwest Missouri State. I appreciate the coverage and the attention that you create with what you guys do and the professionalism that you have, and just really appreciate both your friendships and thank you so much for all you do to make Bearcat football what it is.
Well, let's have another fun season next year, what do you say?
I sure hope so. Let's tee it up in late March.
All right, sounds good. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, with us here on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. That'll wrap things up for us, Matt. We've got a good show here tonight, and we got a big weekend coming up with some basketball on Saturday.
Yep, should be fun. The women tipping off at 1 o'clock against Nebraska Christian College, then the men coming up at 3 o'clock against Midland, so a chance to get a couple more wins before MIAA play starts.
And we'll have the play-by-play of all that beginning at 12:40 with our pregame on Saturday afternoon. A reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. We want to thank everyone involved with our program tonight, and again here, along with Matt Trenton, behind the scenes, helping out Kramer Sansone and Jenny James. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.